Beloved radio friends, it is in the precious name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we trust and pray that you know as your own, we welcome you to the continued study of the Word of God. Our consideration continues concerning the wicked Messiah that is to appear and be received by Israel. But today, as we continue our study, we shall emphasize the worldwide influence of this man in that coming day of disaster. We again turn to the book of the Revelation, chapter 13, from whence we have given our preceding message. We would like to read of this personage, who is the Antichrist, who is the false prophet, who is the false shepherd and the wicked Messiah to come. Beginning at verse 13 of chapter 11 in the Revelation, I beg your pardon, chapter 13, and verse 13 we have these words about him. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell upon the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the womb by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image, or breath unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. May God bless the reading of his word. May the Holy Spirit give us the interpretation of these words of truth, that you and I might be edified, and particularly that any unsaved may be convicted of their need of the true Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As we consider and conclude our consideration today concerning the wicked Messiah, known as the false prophet in Revelation chapter 13, as well as mentioned in Zechariah chapter 11 as the foolish and the idle or the worthless shepherd, let us realize the tremendous influence of this man. He will not only be in deception, thus deceiving the nation of Israel at large, but he will deceive the whole world. Listen to the words that we have read in verse 14 of our chapter of Revelation. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Oh, let us recognize the worldwide satanic influence of this man will be directed through every possible channel upon the earth. It's not only that we emphasize that he will be the wicked Messiah deceiving Israel, but the power of his deception will reach to the length and breadth and all the length of the earth, from north, south, and east, and west, in that coming day. And may I go further to state, there's no question, he will compel the religious power to be recognized that he exercises. But no. And not only will he compel the religious power that he has to be recognized, acknowledged, but also the political power of his colleague, the one who will be the beast, the one who will be the revived head of the Roman Empire, the last world emperor of that day. Every religious and political, commercial, labor and social agencies of the earth will be under his command and his authority in that day. Note what he says. Let me say it. He says to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the first beast which had the wound and the sword and did live. And he has power to give breath to the image of that beast, that the image of that beast should both speak, and he has power to cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast, they must be killed. Beloved, I cannot solemnize too greatly the implication of the words that we have read. Under satanic power, led by the dragon himself, this Antichrist, this man, everything that stands in the way of worship to the image of the beast and hinders the progress of these two characters, everything must pay the penalty. And everyone who refuses to bow to them will pay the penalty of death. He causeth all that refuse to worship the image of the beast to be killed. My beloved, that will be a great issue in that day. Whether one will indeed bow to the request or the demands, rather, of this. May I point out something? Now listen carefully. All religious parties will be under this Antichrist. Now mark it. All religious parties will be under the Antichrist. No, it matters not whether it is the Protestant bodies of the world, or whatever professing bodies of Christendom that exist, whether it will be the Judaistic system that will be also manifested in that day. All religious, let me go further. All the heathen deities and heathen bodies that are found on the earth, all the religious parties will be under the Antichrist in that day. The truth of it is hard to grasp. But my beloved, may I emphasize that this is indeed the revelation of the Word of God. But may I go further? Not only will all religious parties be under the Antichrist, but all political, commercial, and social groups will be under the domination of the first beast. This political and military power that we have found is in chapter 13 of the book of the Revelation, and the first 10 verses reveal. Oh, we cannot indeed emphasize too greatly the solemnity and the dangers, the moral, the spiritual, as well as the eternal dangers that face this world. May I say, my beloved, I am grateful that as a poor, guilty sinner, I have found the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior now. But then may I read on. You will find that even in verse 16, he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, or that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. He controls the minds, he controls the hands of all the earth at the penalty of death. What an issue that will bring in the last days. Men will either worship him, men will either permit their minds and their hands to be dutiful towards his desires and his demands in that day, or if not, suffer the penalty involved, the refusal to do so, the penalty of death. There is no question of doubt, and the scriptures verify the thought that I express. There will be many in that day who will refuse, and they will pay the penalty. But one can realize the wickedness of such a man. That is why the subject before us has been expressed and termed as being the wicked Messiah. Now at the end of our chapter, we have the words stating in verse 18, the words of John, here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, as you may realize. Now, there's been many explanations concerning the number. And there have been many people on the earth that have been given this number by some. But there is no possible way for you nor for me to name any person as to who he is. That man may be living on the earth at the present time, I know not. But I am fully persuaded that if our Lord Jesus came today for his church, if the true bride of Christ was taken out of this earth today, 'twould not be many days but what this man, this person, would be ultimately, openly manifested and revealed. You may read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that he will be revealed after the church has been taken out. But until the church is taken out of the earth, there is no use seeking to conjecture who he is. But the number, don't let it intrigue you too much. It is the number of a man. It is man's number. If you as a Bible student have studied the numeral significance of numbers, you will recognize that 6 is the significance of a man. Man was made on the 6th day of creation, as you have in Genesis 1 and 2. Man is to work supposedly 6 days a week, and then rest on the Sabbath day. Man is connected with the number 6. Excuse me, Nebuchadnezzar built an image on the plains of Dura in Daniel 3. And the image was 66 cubits high. It's the number of a man. Now let me point out to you, here's a triple number of sixes. And in our chapter, we have a satanic trinity. We have the dragon. We have the first beast. And we have the false prophet. But the number indicates symbolically that this, which we have read and spoken about in some little measure, is the fullest, the highest development of man under the direct control of Satan. And the combined civil, religious, and political power of man will be under satanic influence and inspired by Satan in the last days. Let me repeat that, please. The combined civil, the combined religious, and the combined political powers of the earth will be under this satanic trinity, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, in that day. And it will manifest what will be the height of human folly, human pride, human arrogance, and human lust and unbridled will. Beloved, I say gratefully, I'm glad that I'm saved and will not be on the earth. Thus may we close with this comment. Israel's wicked Messiah, the Antichrist, will have a worldwide influence in that terrible day. I pray earnestly, my listener, you are saved now. Shall we pray? Father, bring souls to Christ today before it's too late. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.